This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are you doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
On this rainy...
Oh, I was just going to say it's beautiful outside.
It isn't.
Yeah, but we could have fooled everyone.
I don't know what the weather's like in your neck of the woods, but it's very soggy here.
We're in my neck of the woods.
In your neck
what
of the
we,
woods.
What are we, Al Roker?
He says that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Al Roker's the neck of the woods.
Let's find out what's happening in your neck of the woods.
That's like early morning television, isn't it?
Somebody just told me yesterday that they met Al Roker and Katie Couric and said they're small.
They're small people?
Yeah, I guess. I can see Katie. Al Roker was pretty big at one time. I don't know. Maybe she saw him after he lost weight or something because he got pretty slim.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall he is, but he was kind of a big man.
For some reason, I want to say that I saw Al Roker when he was a big guy when I went to... a Macworld Expo when I was in New York for the couple of years I was there.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't a tall man, I remember. He was just a big guy.
Okay, yeah. She said she was surprised that they were short people. I can't remember who it was that told me that, though.
Television adds 10 pounds to your...
There whatever, you go.
Whatever that
is. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on television then.
Big and beautiful.
Okay. I'd love to be on television.
There you go. You have the beauty. You want to get into some news?
Yeah, why not?
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So the world was supposed to end Saturday. Did you know that?
I'm not even here right now. The world has ended for me.
It's all a facade.
Haven't people been doing this like since the end of time or the beginning of time?
This was supposed to be the end of time. Yeah, I guess they've been making predictions and this was, I forget the guy's name that really made this big claim, him and his followers.
Cooper or Chapman is
something like that. Yeah. Chapman is what sounds more like it, but didn't happen.
Really?
Yeah. Just want to let everybody know you heard it here first. That the Jabbercast didn't happen.
That's right. Well, as we know, they say in the Bible, no one knows when the end of the earth is going to happen.
That's right. And besides, not everything would end anyway. Cockroaches never die, and neither does the Jabbercast.
What if the earth imploded?
Oh, if it imploded as opposed to exploded.
Well, since there's...
No, I don't know what would happen. If it imploded, it would just to nothing.
Right. And odds are, if the planet was actually to be destructed, it would probably be destructed from the explosion of the sun. Like, you know, your falling star stuff, when the sun just dies off.
The sun dies off, we'd be a frozen wasteland.
If the sun didn't hit us on its way out.
Hit us?
Yeah.
You mean if it moved?
Well, once it starts losing its mass, it happens so fast. Obviously, you see a shooting star and it just dies.
Well, yeah, if it shot. But I mean, if it didn't move and just burned out. It wouldn't necessarily shoot anywhere, would it?
Yeah, because the mass changes, and as the mass changes, it gets pulled in some direction. That's why we have, when a star dies, it falls. It looks like it's falling, but it's actually just dying away.
I think it's more likely that we will get hit with a solar flare than anything. They say that we could.
That we could get hit with
that would have to be an awfully big solar flare to make it all the way here. And would that solar flare still be attached to the sun?
Ooh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I don't want to get that on videotape.
Wild to see when it was, as it got closer and closer, right? But then it would be, it would really suck.
But it would actually hit us before we saw it.
Would it though?
No, I don't know.
No, it wouldn't. No, because you'd see, if something was coming towards the Earth,
yes,
you'd see it probably for a long time before, I think you'd see it for a while before it actually hit us. Because you know how far away, like you could see a star. Imagine that thing traveling here. I mean, you'd see it for a while. Like they say, if the sun burned out, it would take days before we saw blackness. That might be instant.
Right.
Because that blackness would finally get to us and it would just be out, right?
Right. But
if we saw something coming towards us, I think we'd see it for a while. You'd see like the fiery thing coming towards the Earth for a couple of days. Give you time to prepare. Get out the hot dogs, marshmallows.
Yeah.
The roasting.
And supposedly, the light we see from a falling star, the star has already been dead for 8 seconds, 10 seconds, a day. Like
right. We see the after effects. That's like if they go back far enough that they claim that you could see the Big Bang. In theory.
I'm saying like the speed of light thing.
Well, yeah.
So the
but
light,
that's it. The Big Bang theory could still be going on if you could get far enough away.
Oh, somewhere. If you could get far enough, you know, away. I mean? Away from the universe.
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean, it could still be traveling.
Sure.
That
and we're actually happened. Still feeling the effects of the Big Bang. That's why they believe it is really the way the Earth started.
Because mm-hmm.
things are still moving away from each other.
Right. Yeah. It's out of the bag that I didn't create it.
It's out of the bag. What's Ford doing?
Ford is developing a car seat heart monitor. They've announced that its research team in Germany has developed a car seat with 6 sensors that can monitor a driver's heart by its electrical impulses. And such a seat, if brought to market, could help heart patients monitor their health and provide an early warning of a heart attack, which could be helpful in the case of a car accident from a heart attack, right?
Right. A lot of that's the way a lot of people die, and that's the way a lot of people get killed. I don't know how many. I mean, a lot of people have heart attacks while they're driving.
And that's obviously that's what that's all about. Did you do something? You didn't start and stop, did you?
No.
Okay.
We're still podcasting.
Obviously, that's what it's all about, I guess, to prevent, you know, maybe that if something's going wrong, you can pull over or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you are prone to heart problems, that would be a great thing, you know, just to have. And if they're doing that and throwing them in the cars, why don't they do that for people to have all the time on them? Because there's people with heart issues that they don't have any kind of, you know, some people don't have monitors depending on what your problem is. Some people do. I know somebody that recently got some kind of a monitor that tells him if, you know, will tell him if something's wrong with his heart so he can go to the hospital. But not everybody has those.
No. And a lot of people don't know they have a condition until they get this.
My buddy had a heart attack. Didn't even know he was having it. His chest was bothering him. Went to a clinic, and they told him, you need to go to the hospital right away. Doctor said, yeah, fatal heart attack. Said, you...
Fatal heart attack?
Well...
You just died from a fatal heart attack.
He said it could have been been fatal. It was really bad. And he said, if you didn't do anything about it or come here or anything, like you could have died from it. It was like plaque broke off somewhere and got stuck and blocked something.
I don't think it's plaque, but yeah.
That's what he said it was.
Yeah.
Plaque from the artery.
Okay.
Inside your artery, it's a buildup of plaque.
I know it's a buildup of some kind. I didn't realize it was plaque.
He says plaque, and he's the one that had the heart attack. I don't know.
He probably knows then.
Yeah. He's been known to not know, though.
I just associate plaque with your teeth.
Right. His teeth were stuck in his arteries. I don't know how that happened, but...
Wow. That's upsetting. A New Zealand truck driver said he blew up like a balloon when he fell onto the fitting of a compressed air hose that pierced his buttock and forced air into his body at 100 pounds per square inch.
That's just crazy.
Steve McCormack was standing on the truck's foot plate, which is where the trailer hooks up to the actual truck. He did this on Saturday, and he slipped and fell, breaking a compressed air hose off the air reservoir that powered the truck's brakes. He fell hard onto the brass fitting, which pierced his left buttock and started pumping air into his body. I felt the air rush into my body, and I felt like I was going to explode from my foot. He felt like it was going to actually split his skin and the air would start coming out. I was blowing up like a football. I had no choice but to lay there, blowing up like a balloon. McCormick's workmates heard his screams and ran to him, quickly releasing a safety valve to stop the airflow. He was rushed to the hospital with terrible swelling and fluid in one lung. Doctors said the air had separated fat from muscle in McCormick's body but had not entered his bloodstream. I guess it's bad to have air in your bloodstream, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's fatal.
Yeah,
could be fatal. He's 48 years old, said his skin felt like a pork roast, cracking on the outside but soft underneath. Is that a crazy story or what?
That's really wild. I can't imagine. Can you imagine that? And having... just having your buttock pierced with the thing, for one thing, and then having compressed air forced into your body.
Right. Imagine if it went into his butthole.
I'm imagining that right now. Unfortunately, she brought it up, but yeah, either way, that's
talk about
that's
having gas.
Well, they do. That's how what happens in a colostomy anyway, or cacophony. What do you call those things where you go get your air blown in you? There you go. Colonoscopy.
Yep. Those are good.
That.
Have you had one yet?
No, I haven't. Looking forward to it, though.
It's a pretty interesting procedure. And good for you.
Sure.
Prevents colon cancer, one of the leading cancer killers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one last story, has a little local flavor, but it actually made the CBC News, is the fact that the school board here in Windsor closed the libraries in the schools and got rid of a bunch of secretaries. Did you hear about this at all?
Yes, I did.
And they attribute it to declining enrollment. So they're just going to close the library. So everybody was up on arms about this. And the problem with it is there's 9 trustees on the school board.
Mm-hmm.
And the trustees represent different areas within the city. And it was only 4 of the trustees were in a meeting. And then they decided, a minority of the trustees decided that they were going to close the libraries. So our local MPP, Sandra Pupitello, said she is going to do something about it. We're not going to have 4 people decide to close all libraries and that's what's going to happen. Yes, the school board will save money, but there's got to be some consultation. They didn't tell anybody.
Right.
It's just, this is coming down from the 4 people up above us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've always thought that school board trustees were a shifty lot, if you ask me, and they're getting a free ride in a lot of cases, these guys who make the decisions. A lot of them are smart, but a lot of them don't make, they're not good in this case, with public relations.
Yeah, but shouldn't they be? The people in that, somebody in those types of position, shouldn't they be a little more intelligent?
Well, they are intelligent, but they're not good with public relations. How to talk to the media and talk to the people who are, the parent committees and all that
stuff. Yeah, but you think they should have more skills than they do, right?
They need more skills. That's what it is.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's the deal. Nobody goes to libraries, which I can see that. No one going into the library to read a book. So these libraries are going to turn into glorified computer labs.
Well, that's okay.
And that's okay, exactly. Yeah. So mm-hmm. It should be a place for some kind of resources for the kids. In fact, I want to say when I was in high school, they called our library a resource center. Does that word sound familiar to you at all?
No, I think it was just a school library
It was just called the library, okay. Yeah. So, yes, maybe enrollment's down, so fewer students in the schools got to save money, and the libraries are getting less people going in them to go read a book, because most research is done on computers nowadays. Mm-hmm. So I think it should be a public consultation as to what should our libraries, in open quotation marks, be, what purpose should they serve? There should be some kind of resource center within schools that...
A quiet place where you can go and work and research. And that research should consist of a room with computers. And they should consider getting their research material and those books from the library. Either, I would imagine everything that's in the library is probably by now available digitally.
That's what I'm saying.
Wherever, a bigger library, and have all that stuff available to students.
Yeah, so sure. The publishers of the textbooks or whatever books that are in your library, they should all have those available, either on an iPad or a computer or an e-reader, even whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to be a glorified computer lab.
Right.
Where kids are going in and checking their Facebook and stuff like that. They don't want that either, which I can understand. So anyway, that's an ongoing story that I'm kind of interested in, see where that goes.
All right, today's top Today's topic is our border cities, which is Windsor, Detroit, really.
Yes.
And surrounding areas.
No. The cities, are they part of, is the surrounding area part of the city?
Well, no. But when you get into our border cities and cross-border shopping and things like that, it becomes more than, you know. Here, I think it really is just about Windsor. I don't know how many people go to, you know, shop outside of Windsor. Maybe you go to London, Toronto, something like that. But I mean, I think it's, the bulk is here. You got the casino, you have a Windsor Crossing and a couple malls and things like that, and some specialty stores that people actually, believe it or not, take advantage of some of the little stores that we have here because they say that they can't find those things in Michigan, which I would find hard to believe. But I've had people tell me that. And then over there, everything really is, I think, outside of Detroit. So it's not actually in
Detroit,
the city limits of Detroit.
No.
Because it's not really that big. And there's nothing in it, really, in Detroit itself.
Right.
You know, as far as,
it's big, but it isn't. It
doesn't take long to get out of Detroit city limit.
What about Nutbush city limits?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, if you're driving up I-75, yeah, that's the short route out of the city. Whereas yeah. you go up the lodge, you're driving for a long way and you're still in Detroit. And you go, even if you go south, you're still in Detroit for a long way.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you get down out the lodge and in 10 minutes, you're in Southfield, Michigan.
10 minutes, yeah. You can drive anywhere for 10 minutes at 80 miles.
Well, it's the same with the lodge, really. You get 5 to 10 minutes and you're outside of Detroit.
Okay.
I mean, you're quickly in Royal Oak, which is not Detroit, is it?
No.
Royal Oak, and then Madison Heights.
Madison Heights, Ferndale, and all those
other all cool. that stuff is out there, and it's not far. It's like 7 minutes tops. So it's all, Detroit's not that big, really.
It's not big as, let's say, Chicago, which takes you a pretty good distance of time to
look at Windsor. Is Detroit much? Well, yeah, I guess it's a little bigger than Windsor, but. Is it? How big is Detroit?
As far as square footage?
Yeah, size. I mean, no idea. It can't be that big. Maybe double our size or something?
Maybe.
I'd say it may be more like us and Tecumseh and extend a little further. Like, to get to the outskirt of Windsor, actually, what we kind of consider the outskirt of Windsor into the kind of county, it only takes like a few minutes, I think.
Yep.
So Detroit might be like double size or whatever. But anyway, what about these border cities?
Well, you can tell they're totally different places. Even though in our case, the border is the river, which in some places, border cities are not. They're just a border. It's like
right.
a line on the land. I just went over the states yesterday. When you cross over the bridge, it's kind of an interesting, I guess the word's dichotomy, because you're going over the bridge and you look at Windsor and it's very green.
That's the Ambassador Bridge, by the way.
Ambassador Bridge, yeah, which connects Windsor with Detroit. Mm-hmm. And as you're going into Windsor, you see it's all lots of greenery. Like, you're on the bridge, you see lots of trees and everything. But you look over to your left over at Detroit, and it's just, in some cases, just a empty shell of a cityscape. Mm-hmm. You know, you see a lot of industrial stuff on one side and the big, what's the train station building there?
Yeah, the old train station that's just empty.
It's right? a large gutted building. Are they going to implode that?
I think there's been talk about it, but I also think that they're trying to preserve that building because of it's being such a
historical value.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's probably dangerous at this point.
It could be.
So
big wind come knock that sucker down.
I think the wind just goes through it because there's no windows in it.
Right.
It's kind of a staple of the area, but I think that, you know, that land could be better served using it for something else probably too.
And what is the other border crossing we have? It's the tunnel. Is there other tunnels that...
And the name of our tunnel is?
Windsor-Detroit Tunnel, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they call it the Detroit Tunnel, don't they?
I don't know. I always thought it was the Windsor-Detroit Tunnel because Windsor does own half of it. Or do they own the whole thing? I forget what happened. I know they owned half of it, and they might be leasing the other half. Because whoever owned it before wanted to... they made a deal. 99-year deal to lease the other half. Mm-hmm. They own our half, and then they are leasing the other half for 99 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Well, I could be mistaken, but that's just some memories that I'm having.
The Metro Detroit area has a population of approximately 4.2 million people.
Right. The population of the city of Detroit is only 700,000 now.
700,000 in the local Detroit
city. Detroit city border. And they're really worried about losing funding based on their population.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get X amount of federal dollars based on your population and they're falling below a certain level.
Everybody's leaving.
They say that within the last 10 years, one person has left every 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
doesn't seem like it's that many that fast, but
it doesn't. It was over a million 10 years ago, probably.
I guess, but and it's just like in the next 20 minutes while we're talking, somebody's moving out of Detroit.
That's right.
And then 20 minutes from that, somebody else is moving out of Detroit.
There's nobody moving into Detroit, I guess is the point.
Not really. There's the diehards that stay in Detroit, but not necessarily. Well, that's not true either. There are some people coming to Detroit.
Who's that?
I don't know them personally, but I've read and seen things about,
I've read about those crazy people.
I think people are coming to Detroit to take advantage of the lower cost of some things or entrepreneurship there. You know what I mean? I don't think it's a staggering amount of people, but I think there are people that are coming to the area for certain things that are going on and
sure,
you know, or coming back to Detroit.
Every situation has opportunities, and I'm sure there's people out there who believe there's opportunities to be had. They just opened up the, what was that? Hard Rock Cafe downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new area. And they kind of spruced that whole area up there around Woodward and whatever, that's Grand Circus.
It's a Grand Circus, all right. I was there not too long ago, but I didn't go to no Hard Rock Cafe. That's new.
Yep. Tourist trap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much
in trap. Life. You get stuck in it. And then that's how you never get out of Detroit.
There's a movie to be made right there.
Yeah.
Stuck in Detroit. What's the TV series that's filmed there? Hung. And there's the other one. Detroit 783.
187, I think it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
The cop show.
Yeah. Have you seen an episode of that?
I've just saw a glimpse of it.
Yeah,
I had thought originally that it was one of those cop shows where they follow the cops around or whatever, but no, it's a
drama
TV show. So what is there to do on either side of the border? Why do people come to one or the other side? Could be for relatives and things like that, but for the most part, I think it's shopping and casino. Gambling, both sides.
Yes. And the difference in the dollar has been changing dramatically over the last decade. So when we first opened our casino, Americans were flocking here. And then they realized, hey, maybe we should have one of these casinos ourselves.
Yeah, so let's open a couple of them.
We opened three of them, actually.
Right, but one is no longer, is it? What's the third casino over there?
MGM.
Right, Motor City.
Greektown.
Oh, geez, Greektown. I totally forgot about Greektown Casino. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's probably the only one I've actually been in. It is the only one I've been in.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we happen to go to Pegasus. It's in the same building. It used to be called Trapper's Alley.
Yeah, I'm in all of them every weekend. I gamble like crazy. No.
I don't believe it.
Just kidding. I was only at Motor City, and that was just to see Thin Lizzy.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
What do you got for us this week, Big JD?
This week on Music Mayhem, it's Ren and Stimpy. We're going shopping. Ren.
Hey, Ren, there's the mall. What do you say we take a break from yaks, Miss Caroling, and do some Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping? Forget that stuff.
But, Ren, I've only got to pick up one or two more gifts. It'll only take me 10 minutes.
No way! Oh, please, please, please!
Okay, fine. But we better be out of there in 10 minutes.
Joy!
We're going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year. We're going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer.
Hey, look! A gold-plated litter box!
It's too expensive.
How about a dozen Stay Put socks?
I have enough.
Look at that shining set of weights. Your petrol muscles would look great.
Gee, it would be good to be buff.
We're going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year. We're going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer.
A golden boxed edition of Chaucer.
Only $6,000.
Look, Captain Hoyt, cup and saucer.
Let's get the set.
Is it time to leave the mall yet? Take a look into my wallet.
Oh, joy, we're not out of money yet.
We're going shopping for Christmas.
Joy,
it's that time of year. We're going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer.
I'll take that, and two of these, and 43 of those, and... Oh, joy! I've just got to get this!
What is that stupid thing?
Why, it's a glass diaper pail, Ren. So now, you can not only do your duty, you can see it, too!
How disgusting!
It's the perfect gift for Stinky and Cora. You know it won't be long now before there's another little stinker in the house.
And who's gonna pay for all this?
Don't worry, Ren. I've got my annually depressed card. I usually leave home without it.
Next time, I'm going to leave home without you! Bah! Steve, how much longer are we going to shop?
Oh, just a couple hundred more things to pick up.
My legs are aching! My back is breaking!
Oh, look! A muddy mudskipper cup!
We're going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year. We're going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer. Oh, we're going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year. We're going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer. We're going shopping for Christmas.
Thank goodness it's only once a year.
We're going shopping for Christmas.
Look, Ren, there's another mall over there.
We're going shopping for Christmas.
How would you like a kick in the rear?
We're going shopping for Christmas.
Ren, you wouldn't kick me here.
Oh, yes, I would.
We're going shopping for Christmas.
And there you have some Ren and Stimpy on the Jabbercast.
Crazy guys.
The Jabbercast guys?
No, Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
That was a great show when it was on.
Yeah, it was cool.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I just wanted to talk briefly about Wi-Fi printing.
What
on your on your computer and on your portable devices, and that's the ability to print wirelessly. And most printers now have built-in Wi-Fi, so you don't have to connect a cable or connect it USB to your computer, nor do you necessarily, you don't have to connect them to your network either by a, you know, when some of these things first came out, you would connect it to your, you could connect it to your router or whatever, you know, to your network, but now it's just simply Wi-Fi, which stands for wireless fidelity. Is it? Does it? Isn't that what it is?
Wireless fidelity?
No, what is it? What's the fi part? It's Hi-fi is high fidelity.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it wireless fidelity?
No, the word fidelity is not in there.
We should do a fidelity show.
Infidelity show, maybe.
There you go.
Well, you got me thinking, what the heck does Wi-Fi stand for?
Well, we have the world at our fingertips here for research in the new Jabbercast library.
No, I'm just going to go over to the library over at the school here and check it out.
So, if you are unfortunate enough to have an old printer, maybe it's time to... Then again, if you have an old computer, it probably doesn't matter, but you can take advantage of Wi-Fi printing with any of the plethora of new printers out there. And what's neat about it is that you can use your smartphone, like the iPhone, or your... you know, other portable devices and things like that. They have, they can take advantage of wireless printing, so you can print from your phone, because a lot of people now get email and surf the net on their phones. And, now it's just, they've made it really easy for you to be able to print to your computer pictures and documents and things like that from your portable devices. So
yeah, printers don't have to be tied to a computer anymore. Basically doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. And what's great too, is that it's shared. So if so-and-so has a laptop in your family in the house and somebody's using their smartphone, somebody's at the desktop, I mean, they can all print wirelessly to the same printer. Whereas before, it was wired or it was connected to a computer that had to be on all the time so that you could print to, you know, so it's pretty handy.
It's coming along. There's still lots of printers that you have to plug a USB cable into.
Right. They're not all wireless, but I mean, there are a fair share of wireless printers out there now. So it's pretty cool.
HP calls theirs ePrint.
We just got one recently, and it's this. It's an Epson. I'm not even sure the model number of it, but it's Wi-Fi, and it has a card reader on the front of it and everything, and it's all in one with a scanner, copier, printer, and it's all Wi-Fi. So, and it was free.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you get it for free?
Well, when Lana got her new Mac, you get $100 for the buying a printer.
Mm-hmm.
And the printer was $100. So then you get the rebate back and you get $100 back. So the printer's free.
So how does that Epson see the network?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
But it just shows up. Turn it on, it's just there.
No, it doesn't show up. We haven't plugged it in yet.
Dope!
That's why I don't really know. So I just know it's a great idea. But we're using the previous printer because we have still have ink for it. So as soon as it's done and dead, then I'll hook that up and check it out and let everybody know how awesome it is.
Wi-Fi, by the way, doesn't stand for anything.
It doesn't? For anything? Nothing? Gotta be wireless something.
Yes. It was a term that was just coined and it just stuck. One of those deals.
Wow.
And it comes... The idea comes from hi-fi. Wi-Fi, hi-fi.
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually have a... It's not an acronym or anything.
Well, I'm going to go with fidelity. It's wireless fidelity.
Wireless fidelity. Okay.
And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of bridge and tunnel equipment that you need to build bridges and tunnels to your border city. Corner Wapash and Strabane, beautiful Burbank, California.
And this week's Jabber Quote is, when I was crossing the border to Canada, they asked if I had any firearms with me. I said, well, what do you need?
And who said that?
Stephen Wright.
He's a comedian.
Yes, he's a comedian. And you know, he didn't say it like that either. It would just have been plain monotone. When I was crossing the border into Canada, they asked if I had any firearms with me. I said, well, what do you need?
Exactly.
That's how Stephen Wright
was. That's exactly how he said it, right?
I've seen him live. It's very funny. And plays acoustic. Does some songs.
Really?
Yeah. And you can go to his website and check out his tunes, and they're very cool.
All right.
Very cool.
That would be StephenWright.com.
It might be, yeah. WRIGHT.
Stephen. STEPHEN.
No. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you have it spelled here besides.
Yeah, it is. That's correct. But it always throws me off, that PH thing. Stefan. I wonder if his was actually called Stefan.
He was supposed to be a girl.
He dropped the IE.
There was going to be Stephanie, yeah.
But. When they found out he wasn't, what do you call that? When you like a twins, or quadruplets or anything, then you take off the plural, the IE, and it just becomes Stephen.
Right. But it's Stephen Wright.
Right.
Said, yes.
Oh, I thought you... Okay.
Wrong. Right.
And up next is the Stitcher spot.
That's silly.
All right, we're out of time.
So next week, we're going to be talking about...
Well, you can get the show topics at thejabbercast.com. And you can email us as well.
At hear me out. That's hear me out, all one word, at thejabbercast.com.
Next week, it's materials. Plastics, metals, and more.
Oh, I can't
wait. Is that going to be awesome?
It is going to be awesome. Yeah,
nobody's going to want to miss that show next week on the Jabbercast. Thanks for listening.
Let's see you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
That's how it goes?
Yeah, I'm Lippo.
And that's it, just 206, and I'm Lippo.
Yeah, yeah, as
far
as I know.
Does that sound good, though? Is that...
I don't know. Do you want to see what the old shows we did on the old shows? I can't. I don't really know.